Hey there, you with me, ready to dive in. Today we're looking at The Sledge, Chill, Thrill, and Bill by Orion Windsor.
I loved this one.
Brand new this year. And
it just came out.
It's got this really kind of classic story setup.
Yeah.
You know, group of friends stumbles on something huge.
Right, exactly.
Something extraordinary.
It's like classic, but with this really cool twist.
Yeah, and this time it's like ancient techniques, ice baths. Garages, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and the whole, like, superpower thing. I mean, come on.
They're trying to get superpowers right. Who hasn't thought about that?
Exactly. But what I think is so cool is how the book takes that, you know, that kind of fantastical superpower thing and brings it down to earth.
It makes it relatable.
Yeah, like, we're right there with them, you know? So we're going to look at all that, the story, for sure.
Yeah.
But also, like, what's the deal with these superpowers, right? Is there anything to it? And, like, how do our minds play into all this?
Okay, so let's start with these characters.
Right.
Who are these guys?
The Sledge Crew.
The Sledge Crew. They've got Max, right?
Classic ringleader.
Well, always got to be doing something.
Oh, yeah. Always getting into trouble.
Yeah, always got like a bad joke ready.
And Luna's there to keep him in check, right?
Oh, yeah. She's the brains of the operation.
Yeah, she's skeptical.
But she's still game.
Totally. She's like, all right, if Max is in, I'm in. I'm going to prove him wrong, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's Jax.
Our tech whiz.
Yeah, he's all about, like, how can I build this?
Yeah, for him, it's like a puzzle to be solved.
Totally.
Can I make a superpower gadget?
And Ellie? Gotta have Ellie.
Fearless Ellie.
She's, like, always climbing stuff.
Up a tree on the roof, doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's always pushing it.
That's our crew.
Oh, wait.
Oh, right.
Bill.
Can't forget Bill.
Mysterious Bill.
Always there watching, listening.
But, like, what's his deal?
We don't really know yet.
Yeah, he's got a past.
A mysterious past.
Which we'll get into.
It's definitely.
But the point is, they're these normal kids.
Right.
And then there's this sledge thing.
Okay, so yeah, the sledge.
This technique, right?
Mm-hmm.
Max finds it online.
Of course he does.
And he's saying it's this ancient way to get superpowers.
Strength, endurance, maybe even like weather control.
Weather control, come on.
I'll prepare for you.
Yeah, he gets a little carried away.
But hey, that's part of the fun, right?
I guess.
So they're like, yeah, okay, let's try this.
And where do they set up shop?
Jax's garage.
Of course.
It's perfect though, right?
They've got tools and gadgets and
half-built inventions.
And then there's this image in the book.
Oh, yeah?
This galvanized tub full of ice water,
like in the middle of all this,
right in the middle of this chaos.
That's amazing.
It's such a good image.
It's perfect. You've got this ancient technique, right?
Yeah,
but they're doing it in this totally modern way.
It's very DIY.
Totally. Like, can you hack ancient secrets?
I love that.
That's the question, right?
So you're thinking ancient secrets, superpowers. This is going to work.
Right. Like, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, yeah. And but it's not that easy, is it?
Well, let's just say they've got a lot to learn.
They're teenagers, after all.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the things I love about this book.
What's that?
It doesn't shy away from showing how much they mess up.
Oh, yeah. They have their fair share of mishaps.
Like that scene where Bill's eyebrows freeze to his forehead.
Oh, no.
Hilarious and totally believable.
Kids trying to be too cool for school.
Exactly. They're so focused on becoming superhuman.
Right.
That they forget to think about the practical stuff.
And I'm guessing Jax's gadgets aren't exactly helping.
Oh, Jax. He means well.
Oh, I bet.
But his inventions and ice water, not a good mix.
Explosions.
Let's just say there are a few sparks.
But there's that one image in the book.
Yeah.
It's winter now.
Okay.
Snow is piled up outside.
Uh-huh.
And we see the inside of Jax's garage.
Still going at it, I see.
Totally. But this time, everything is covered in this fine layer of snow.
Like it's snowing inside.
Yeah, like one of the snow globes you shake up.
That's dedication.
Or a serious ventilation problem.
Right. Safety first, kids.
Always. But here's the thing.
What's that?
Even though they're making mistakes, even though things are going wrong, they're starting to feel something.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They're feeling more energetic, more confident.
Like a placebo effect kind of thing.
Maybe. But they're starting to believe in it.
In the sledge.
Yeah, and in themselves.
Interesting. So what happens? Do they finally master these superpowers?
Well, there's this great scene where they decide to confront Carl. You know Carl, the town bully.
Oh, right. Carl.
Yeah, he's been picking on some kids.
So the sledge crew is going to step in.
They think they're ready to unleash their superpowers.
This should be good.
Let's just say Carl knows a thing or two about snowball fights.
You'd think taking down Carl would be the big finish, right?
Yeah, you'd think that's superpowers achieved, mission accomplished.
But this is where the story gets really interesting.
What do you mean?
It's like they've climbed the mountain.
Okay.
And they get to the top and Professor Frost is there saying, all right, now what?
I like that.
Right. So he sends them off the deep end, throws them into this wilderness survival thing.
No superpowers allowed.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, forget the fancy gadgets, forget the ice baths. What are you really made of?
So what happens? Do they survive?
They do, but not without some serious bumps along the way.
Like what?
Picture this. Jax is freaking out trying to start a fire with his phone.
Oh, no.
And Bill trying to fish with like a paperclip and some dental floss.
You're kidding.
I'm telling you, it's hilarious, but also kind of inspiring.
It's inspiring how?
They figure it out. They build a shelter, find food, even scare off a bear.
Okay. Maybe inspiring isn't the right word.
But they come back from that trip and something has changed.
How so?
They're different now. They've got this quiet confidence.
So not bragging about superpowers.
Nope. It's like they realized that the real power was inside them all along.
So the sledge wasn't a bust.
Not at all. It just wasn't what they expected.
Like that.
Me too. And you know the best part is?
What's that?
They start using what they learned to help others.
Really? Like how?
They're organizing events, volunteering at the animal shelter, even getting Chad to chill out a bit.
No way. Not Chad.
It's true. They realize that being powerful isn't about dominating others. It's about lifting everyone up.
That's a pretty awesome message.
It is. And it makes you wonder, right?
About
what our own slush challenges are.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. What are those things in our lives that seem impossible? And who are the people who can help us get there?
So what are you waiting for? Go find your crew, embrace the challenge, and let's see what kind of extraordinary we can create together.